All right, we are joined by one of the toughest pitchers I think the Giants have ever seen in their long history, and that is Sacramento's own Jim Barr. Jim, how are you?
Very good, Marty. How are you today?
Well, very good, and we're just building up to this tremendous game that's going to start today and the series that's going to get underway. You've pitched many games. God, I remember you pitching against Bob Gibson and the Cardinals, and you've been in this St. Louis town, the Sea of Red. Boy, this Midwest baseball, they don't miss a trick, do they?
No, St. Louis, they cover it pretty good. You know, they're very rabid fans. They're very good fans, and they show up all the time. You know, someone said, well, how many of them are really St. Louis people? Because a lot of them are tourists driving through the middle of the country, and they just happen to want to go to a baseball game. But I don't know about that, because a lot of times tourists don't buy just St. Louis stuff. So a lot of St. Louis red in that stadium. I think there's a lot of St. Louis fans.
How do you like the matchup here, the Giants and the Cardinals? And I say it this way, you know, watching the American League, it's a different league. But even watching the starting pitching get knocked around, some of the bullpens get knocked around. How do you see this series? How do you analyze it?
Well, I think the Giants and the Cardinals go back far enough. They know each other pretty well. The pitching's been really good. That's what, you know, the Cardinals' offense have been good, too. But I think it's basically their pitching with the arms that come out of the bullpen. And the Giants, they've got strong starters, and their bullpen has been really a big plus for them all year long. So the pitching is pretty well, I think, across the board. It's pretty even offensively. I think St. Louis probably has maybe a little bit more power that can pop the home run. Not that they do a lot, but the Giants can once more. So I think offensively, that to me, that's going to be the key, because we all know the Giants sometimes have trouble scoring runs. They win games, low scoring games. But if the offense can get out there and jump on the board and score some runs, I think that's going to be the key to both teams, their offense.
Jim Barr with us. All right, that's a different perspective. I've been all over these bullpens because I just see, you know, all these left-handed hitters and left-handed specialists late in the game. But if you have enough runs, it maybe won't matter. St. Louis, 5-56, putting the first pitch in play in the postseason. You're a pitcher. What do you do?
I've always liked to win hitters swing at the first pitch. I think as a pitcher, I think that puts you in an advantage, because you're in an even count, 0-0, so you can afford to pitch for corners a little bit. And if they want to start swinging at the first pitch, and I know that going in, then I'm going to really try to hit the corners and make them hit my pitch. So I've always thought that when hitters start swinging at first pitch, the advantage goes to the pitcher.
Jim Barr with us. Jim, Madison Bumgarner, not great numbers against the Cardinals. Again, this is a playoff. This is a different kettle of fish. You're under the microscope. But not great numbers against the Cardinals. Do you take that into good consideration now? Of course, some of those players are not there anymore, but there are certain pitchers that see certain teams and have trouble.
No, I don't put a whole lot into it, only because, like you said, playoffs is a different time. It's a little bit different mentality. Not a lot, but it's a short series, so you put a little bit more concentration into each pitch. Not that you don't do that during the season, but you know what I mean. It's just the mentality is a little bit different. I think a key to Bumgarner, and I've said this before, and I might have mentioned it to you too, I think a key to him is his fastball is his fastball. He pitches up effectively, but when he gets tilt to his breaking ball, not so much flat across, but when he gets tilt more to closer to a 45-degree angle and can get it like he did with Pittsburgh. Of course, with Pittsburgh, he was so dominant both sides of the plate with his fastball. They were chasing the curveball in the dirt. But if he can get his breaking ball near the strike zone with tilt, I think that's a key to him.
Boy, great, great report from Jim Barr. Always right on the money. Matt Carpenter, he's just killing the ball. Righties, lefties, it doesn't matter. Apparently, the middle third in, he's hitting, you know, 700. The outside part of the plate, he can't buy a hit. You're a left-hander. Do you dare throw an inside fastball?
I do. I do it for show, knowing that I'm going to be getting him out away. I just want to show him that I will pitch inside. And I think if you establish that early and do it often enough, but then again, to me, the key is being able to pitch with confidence. If I can go in there knowing that, okay, I want to do it twice this at bat, and I'm going to miss both times because I have confidence I can come back outside and get you out and hit a spot outside. Then to me, that's, but if you're pitching inside and you know you're not really strong away, mm-hmm. now what you do is you start missing enough inside, or you don't even want to go in there at all and just want to try to pound the outside corner. So to me, you know, it's like the regular season. They talk about the wild card. Well, what did Giants lose the division by? Three games? So three games over 162, what's the difference? No big difference. So you're going into this series, and I like to think other people think the same way, is that it's not really a wild card team facing a division. You're just two teams that have squared off during the season. You have confidence in yourself. You're in a new situation now. Go get it. Have confidence in yourself and attack.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the way this played out, baseball wanted to, you know, put the wild card at this tremendous disadvantage, but the way it played out with the Giants clinching on Tuesday, everybody's on full rest. Cardinals, everybody's on full rest. I don't even think of wild card. All I think of is Cardinals just have four games at home, and that's still an advantage. Let's face it, a seven-game series, you like to have those four games at home.
Well, you know, you like to play at home, but the way the Giants have played on the road and this time of the year, you're not thinking about a road trip. You're not thinking anything other than this one game, two games, then we go back home. Then if you have to come back, one game, two game. So it's not an extended road trip like you're going on. You're going there to play one game, and one game you're just – to me, I think – always try to tell people, you take the attitude that I'm not going on the road to play in their home park. I'm going on the road to show their fans how we play the game. Mm. And we're going to go after it and see what happens.
Wow, great. All right, one last thought for Jim Barr. Appreciate you being on today, and we'd love to talk to you tomorrow and just to analyze today's game if you have some time. We'll check with you. But what do you think of the Washington series?
Oh, man, that was you talk about an intense series all the way through inning one to inning two, naturally, especially the 18-inning game. But every game was one of those situations where it was a low-scoring game, and you get one guy on and maybe a pop of the bat, an extra base hit, and that changes the whole game. So rather than a high-scoring game of free swinging, you know, you go, well, they can't keep this up. Somebody's going to make out. It's not going to keep happening. But a low-scoring game, man, one swing of the bat can change it altogether, just like Belt did in that 18-inning game with one swing of the bat, one run. We go out, get him out in the ninth, game over. So I thought that was an intense series, very intense.
Yeah, it was. One-run games the whole way. And you're right, one swing of the bat either way. Great defense by Pence, and that could have turned that game around. What was your take on Matt Williams and not going to his big guys in Game 4 or taking Zimmerman out in Game 2?
I mean, you rely on your bullpens all year. He knows his bullpen better than anybody and what they've done and everything. To me personally, Zimmerman had been pitching so well, and he gets one guy on base, and you go to your pen, but there again, he knows his bullpen, what can happen and everything, shuts it down, it's not even a question. But I just thought, you know, I hate to see a starter go that long and just be within one out, and just because he gets one guy on base. My favorite saying was always, well, you must be getting tired. Well, wait a second. One out earlier, I wasn't tired, and now all of a sudden they get a guy on base, and for some reason now I am tired? No, so I don't think that was the case, but, you know, the use of the bullpen to analyze another team, that's always tough because there's a lot of things that always go into making decisions as a coach, and the outside people just don't really know what all those situations are.
All right, I respect that. Good answer. But if that was you on the mound, I don't think you would have handed the ball so easily. I think you may have tossed the ball to the manager coming.
you don't mean that manager, do you?
Hey, Jim, thank you so much. As I say, we'd love to chat with you tomorrow to analyze tonight's game. You have a great perspective, and we'll get in touch with you.
Great, Marty. Thank you very much.
All right. Very good. That is Jim Barr.